Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Cow Daily. First thing is, obviously, with the live, there's always a bit of a lag. So if you could let us know whether you're actually here, because it's a bit of a short notice one, this. Obviously, we want to get tonight done, but Alice has got prior engagements, sadly. So I thought I'd get something out today, just so we've got things moving once again, because that's nice, because I've missed it. And where's my post-it notes falling off here again? If you're listening on the audio, please go to the links in the description and subscribe to the Cow Daily YouTube channel. It'd be a massive help. Also, if you want to put your notifications on, we're going to be getting stuff out as much as possible. So please be notified first. That would be nice. I'm just having a look through what we've got and just trying to get this thing going again, obviously after a summer. I'm going to save what I was doing this summer for when Alice is next back on, which should be next week or before, hopefully. And we'll just have a proper conversation about it then. However, if you do have any questions, please do ask and I'll endeavour to answer them in the comments. What we're going to do on this one is... I'm fully aware that since we've last been on, the Queen's dead, there's a king now, there's a different prime minister, and what else? My head is less battered, so that's probably the main event. But what I wanted to talk about today, just get like a sort of half an hour one-off, is to talk about what you feel are the most important things that have happened over the next month. Obviously, we'll be doing plenty on the monarchy going forwards and that. But one of the things that's like struck me with it all is the fact that we've not been allowed, or it's been frowned upon, or basically whatever else you want to call it, to actually have any kind of speaking out against the monarchy. Obviously, it's best, I think, to wait till Alice comes back because it'll be funny. So anyway, let's see what yous have been saying. So I'm just going to add this to the stream. Actually, we've got some comments from you, so let's have a look. Howie's here. Good afternoon, Howie. Nice to see you. Lisa's here. Hello, Lisa, mate. Good luck. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Howie continues. What's going to happen during your next break from podcasting? A flight to Mars, alien civilizations reveal themselves, things of that nature, I would imagine. Shelley Kelly, afternoon. Afternoon, mate. Nice to see you in. Andy Taylor, King of the Post, he's there. Yes, we've been told to read the room, whatever that means. Shelley's saying, nice to see you again. And you, mate, I've absolutely missed doing this. Regular and predictable internet is a bit of a prerequisite to getting these things done, though. On that, though, fingers crossed, touch wood and all that, we should have... this place for about a minimum of 6 months. If that's the case, then we'll be living up to its name and doing the Cow Daily thing. I say that's the case because I've learned in life that like sometimes things aren't as solid as you might think they are. But anyway, moving on. Let me know if there's anybody else in. I know there is. Nick Stoker's back. Hello, mate. Nice to see you. Afternoon, Nick. Who we got? Melanie Canton, Starmer's been put in place to support the monarchy. I'm inclined to agree, mate. It would seem so. I saw a tweet from him earlier, which was cringe as fuck, where he's talking about, we're all Elizabethans. Just fuck off, man. Seriously. I've got four minutes in, and the first swears are there. And I was going to try not to. Anyway, keep your comments coming in, because obviously flying solo... It's hard to do. Nick goes on to say, we'll always join when I can. Absolutely love that, mate. Really appreciate the support. Jamie Hepburn's in. Afternoon, mate. Hope you're well. And you, brother, nice to see you. Dexter Gordon as well. I'm in. Nice to hear some sense again. Dexter, we haven't started talking yet, but we will. Really chuffed to see you here as well, my friend. Didn't even know if anybody would be here, but it's nice to see all these names as well. Really pleased about it. Right, just moving on. What I wanted to do was just get a sense of what it is you feel is important. And scanning through some of it, it's pretty much the same as what I feel is important. So it's nice to know that there's actually like people with a bit of sense around about you. We'll do the dissection of the monarchy thing another time, but like, look, we're all in the shit financially here, and it's all been like sort of like you're not allowed to talk about these things. So here's the things apparently we're not allowed to talk about. What we got, right? I'll just take this full screen. Actually, there's something I haven't tried before, which is sharing the page as it happens. So I'm going to see if I can get that to go full screen. Get in. Here we are. So, for me, what are the most important news stories of the last month and why? So that was posted on the Milk the Cow Facebook page this morning. First up, right, it says most relevant. Just something I want to point out about that. Who gets to say what the most relevant frigging comments are? We'll have all comments, thanks. Everybody has a right to speech. Well, that's doing that. I'll have a quick enemy brew. So, all comments. Let's take from the top. I'll just go back there. Everybody. Right. So, from the top, Matt Giel, the EU planning 120 billion windfall tax on energy companies. Well, we funneled more public money to them out of them, meaning the energy companies, of course, rather than the EU, but who bloody knows? Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, obviously. Any sort of like civilized environment or country, you would think would be doing the same. I mean, now we can live in hope once this bloody funeral carry-on's out the way that they're going to actually start doing their jobs. I mean, what an absolute touch for Liz Truss, like a couple of days after she's anointed or whatever the fuck they call it. She's basically got the ultimate very bad news. And so we're about to go on and find out what some of that bad news is. Jamie M. Dillon Lee says, probably the drought in China in mid to late August. Not a peep on regular news, but it's an absolutely massive problem that could start affecting everyone if it keeps happening. James M., we've got some, like a lot of stuff coming in the pipeline in regards to climate change. I mean, I'll just tell you, I've been going around looking at various bits in Europe this summer. I've got some really good stuff on the Dutch farmer protests as well. Obviously, been keeping abreast of the China stuff, and I've got some like good video footage as well from the fires in the across Europe, actually, not just the Iberian Peninsula. So we'll be doing some stuff on that. So if you haven't already, go to the notifications, click the bell, and or if you like audio, Spotify or iTunes, my friend, we're coming at you like Cleopatra. Craig Berkey, all right, mate. The 2,500 energy price cap, it affects almost every household and business in the UK. Absolutely, and something that struck us, and I don't know if it's changed since then. Probably not, because they've been on the skive. Do you know what this reminds us of? With Parliament, right? You know, you always had that colleague at work who had about a million funerals, 27 grandfathers that died, that kind of thing. It's just that on a grand scale, they're not doing a frigging thing. The Labour Party aren't actually providing any opposition, as always. I mean, obviously, I'm not asking them to oppose a funeral, but it's done now. So let's get talking about what really matters. So Michael Bracken saying, in the Financial Times, Britain and the US are poor societies with some very rich people worth a read. Would love to read that, actually. So if there's a link kicking about, that would be cool. Vix Pestle is saying the ban on fracking being lifted and Liz Truss's connection to Shell. All of this stuff we're going to do some follow-ups on. Got to, really, haven't we? Kenny Abrahams Holmes, my friend's dog died and he's been in bit. See, that's the thing. That would be the thing that matters to people's lives. But your friend better show some more respect to the Queen. Forget the dog. My neighbour's damn dog barking as soon as I put the key in the lock. Never used to do that. Tobias, I wonder why that's happening, because my neighbor's dog has barked all night. Also, maybe it's because they're just sick of the Queen being dead. Who knows? Liz Truss getting in. We are doomed. Susan Williams, you're probably about right there. Gavin Watson saying, he's saying the 2,500 energy price cap, it affects almost every household and business in the UK and shouldn't have been capped at the higher rate. It should have been kept lower and a lot lower. Has anything changed, if you could tell in the comments, in regards to the business energy price cap? Because from what I understand, it's different from the household one, and it can just be whatever the friggin' decided is. Have I got that right? Please let us know. Let's have a look. So what we got here? Lisa Gregory saying, We were Elizabethans, now we're a bunch of Charlies, indeed. We've got imagination scene, comrades, good vibes back at your imagination scene. Dexter has said, notice the BBC today mentioned rail strikes yesterday with the glorious sun text that people couldn't attend the funerals as well. Oh, fucking hell. Fuck the BBC, seriously. They've been absolute fuck. Have you, right, just on that, right? Have you seen the BBC? I don't know, I'll put me... Have you seen the BBC? What an absolute, like, set of fucking forelock-tugging wankers. It's been, like, as you would expect, but it's been, like, Nicholas Witchell on acid and then spread throughout absolutely everybody. You just get a sense that people are, like, on sort of, like, career suicide watch. It's like they're just trying to just, like, get through it. And who can blame them, be honest? Because imagine having any kind of anti-monarchy sentiments and working for the BBC. You'd be sacked by the morning. How are you saying? All the world's corgis in the world cried at once. It did, mate. I heard them. BBC equals mourn hub. It does. Imagination, see, their commentary was written by a five-year-old, I think. I'm inclined to agree, my friend. So let's have a look at this, see what else he's saying on this. Full screen layout, we're back. Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. Every single one that doesn't involve the British royal family, says Craig McEwen. The drought in China, the floods in Pakistan, the storms in Japan, Alaska and the Caribbean, the shenanigans of the Tories, a good 10 days to bury bad news. Personally, the tragic death of the wonderful Paul Sarton, musical extraordinaire, brilliant composer and bloody all-round nice bloke, indeed. Maggie Harbour says all of those things. Maggie, you're right. And I'm absolutely sick and tired, personally, of the whole frigging thing. Fortunately, don't worry, everybody, we're back now. All of the shouty things and the telling people to fuck off stuff, because this is just beyond a joke. All I wanted to do today was just like a quick sort of 15 minutes and just say hello, we're not dead. There's a hell of a lot of stuff that needs to be talked about. For example, what Imagination Scene is saying here, which is, has the cost of living crisis become important now to these bell ends? We're going to have to try and make them. That's just a fact, mate, because like at the end of the day, like we can't have a world where you can't actually talk about things when people are literally about to starve or not be, or scared to put their heating on. I mean, mom and dad haven't voiced it, but like I use them as my canaries in the coal mines. I've ended up sending them some of them terracotta pots with holes in the top so they can like knock the cold off the house by sticking a tea light in it. I mean, it's 2022. My parents retired just before like lockdowns and whatnot, and I'm absolutely so pissed off that they've walked into the retirement and all of this, like basically like energy companies having my friggin' eyes out. It's a disgrace. And my father's 70 years old and he shouldn't be living like this. He's worked all his life, proper working class bloke, and he's like wrecked his body doing it just to make sure me and my brother could have like a good start in life, which is what they did. And now, when they should just be chilling with no worries, it's just worries. Absolutely fucking disgraceful. And I'm sure my parents aren't the only ones. So soon as we've got everything set up properly, expect stuff on the daily. Please go to youtube.com/cowdaily, where you can do all of the good things. Also, Spotify links and Apple Podcast links on the description. We're really going to hit a good run, at the charts as well. So if you could help with that, sharing these posts and just generally letting people know that we're about and we're back, and we do provide, I don't want to say an alternative view, just a view based on the facts of the matter. I mean, obviously there's a bit of an opinion in there as well, but top and bottom of it is the media just aren't fit for purpose. So if you do want to support this growth and become a patron and gain instant access to Milk Cow's private chat forum, go to patreon.com/cowdaily. Please do share this post, please do help, and please do comment, rate and subscribe and all that other good stuff. Like I said, dead quiet, like dead quick, dead quiet today, but we'll come back soon. So much love to you all as ever. Take care of yourselves and see you pretty much every day, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Touch wood and all that. Love to all. Nice to see you, and I've missed you. Goodbye.